Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Attention. 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 Do I have everybody's attention now? Burn it
down! This is the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast.
Finally!
Scotty Villa brings you your new favorite pro wrestling podcast.
There is nothing you could do that is more dangerous than wrestling CM Punk.
He's got the latest in covering all of the major promotions in professional wrestling.
Austin 316 says I just whipped your ass.
Breaking news and hot topics, he's covering everything from Monday night till Sunday night's main event.
I'm the hottest thing in professional wrestling. I'm Dr. Britt Baker.
And we never forget to go old school.
I was rowdy before rowdy was cool.
From the golden era.
The irresistible force meeting the immovable object.
To the attitude era.
And if you're not done with that, Philly's got two words for ya.
To the revolution.
It's about the 14 years it took me to go from undesirable to un-goddamn-deniable.
And everything in between.
Superkick Hotel!
This is your pro wrestling podcast. This is In My House.
Give me a hell yeah!
Welcome to my house, baby.
Welcome everyone to the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast. It is Scotty Villa. It is the conniving cunt, UK Tom.
Look who showed up. This lollygagging motherfucker just donking into the show here after fucking like 2 weeks off. Is it still Monday Night Mike? It sounds like no show, Mike. Hello, Mike.
I'll run no show, Mike. And Scott, if you could just edit in the Welcome Back Cotter theme
fuck
song
you.
Right
not run-
here.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket.
This fucking editing.
And we're back. Happy to be back, guys. You talk all over the editing gap all you want. That's getting cut out.
It's very frustrating. It's going to be a long night. Long night here if we keep this up. But how's it going, fellas? Everyone good?
If you could just edit in Lionel Richie's All Night Long.
Starting here.
Now.
And we're back.
I hate you fuckers so goddamn much.
At the top of the show, you know, you think at the top of the show would be easier to get them in.
You would think. It's still a pain in the ass because I got to go find these songs. I got to cut them up.
Edit in Ass Man for Billy Gunn, that'd be great.
Start here.
I'm an ass man.
And we're back.
And we're back.
And we're back. Dirty Dan and the Garbage Man in the Morning Wood. All right. Well, it's been quite the adventure so far, fellas. How's everyone?
Yeah. Thanks for listening to the In My
Yeah. Don't forget to follow us on the socials.
Next week's episode will just be all songs. You won't hear from us.
I used to do a podcast like that. I called it the My Feeling at Five Countdown, where I just played five songs that I was feeling right now. And it was a fun time. It was a real fun time.
Ooh, a psychiatrist would have a fucking field day if I did that.
God damn.
Shit got deep. How does that make you feel, Tom?
Angry.
Ooh, he's throwing shit. Guys, this week is Clash in Paris. We've seen a couple of episodes of Raw and SmackDown overseas. We just wrapped up a weekend of Forbidden Door overseas in the UK. Heat Wave is this past weekend. It's usually there's a lull, like a fall lull after SummerSlam in pro wrestling, but we are not getting that right now. We're still getting bangers after bangers, show after show.
If you could just edit in Sheamus's music right now,
I'll fucking kill you.
And we're back.
Jesus Christ.
His good music, not his new fucking shitty thing.
Put his new shitty one in. Use the new shitty one.
Oh, we'll have heat, Scott. Yeah, we'll have heat.
Use the new shitty one for sure after he said that. Come on.
What do you mean have heat? I've got heat with you, pricks. I've doing all this extra fucking work. Fuck you guys.
You know who I've actually got heat with at the moment?
Who's that?
AE fucking W.
Oh.
Yeah?
Go off there, Toyota Tom.
I really wanted to order their pay-per-view, which, by the way, I thought was on Saturday for, like, the whole year. So I planned my entire weekend around watching that show on Saturday, and the fucking thing was on Sunday. So that's annoying. Also, though, why are your pay-per-views $70? Or $60, or however fucking much it was. Too much, whatever it was.
I mean, what's the Fed charge for a pay-per-view?
Nothing. They're on Netflix.
Right. But what would the Fed charge for a pay-per-view?
I think the last time I had to pay for... Yeah, go ahead.
The last time I paid for a WWE pay-per-view, it was $19, the conversion.
Oh, yeah. No.
No. There's no fucking way you're paying.
We used to pay $14.99.
Right before we got the WWE Network here in Canada, WrestleMania was $60. Other pay-per-views were $40. And that was
then money.
Yeah, that was 2016. Yeah. That was post my apartment burning down. So it was 2016. So yeah, #firevictim.
#firevictim.
But
if you can take,
you can just edit in Firestarter. That would be great.
Yeah,
I'm gonna edit all the shit out real fast. Real fast.
No one's gonna know you even asked for these edits. Yeah.
Anyway, why is any company still running on a pay-per-view model in 2025? Fuck all the way off.
I'm with you with AEW pay-per-views now being on Amazon Prime.
Prime can eat a fucking dick as well. I pay for Amazon Prime and it's not fucking included in the price. Why do I pay for Amazon Prime if I have to pay for everything? Fucking Amazon Prime. What's the point of the goddamn service?
I mean, it is included in Prime. You're fast.
You can fucking eat a dick too, you no-show prick. Fucking come back in here, think you can open your goddamn mouth. Shut the fuck up.
Well, you gotta listen. You're being unreasonable.
No, I'm being perfectly fucking reasonable.
Oh, it's supposed to be on Triller.
Why is it not on Triller? The whole fucking build-up. AEW's Twitter said that fucking thing was on Triller. Could I find the cunt anywhere? No!
Man. Show the year, maybe.
And calm. For like 30 seconds.
Oh, man. If we were simulcasting this, just watching Tom snap would have been worth every penny. So, something to think about in the future, I guess, fellas.
Well, to answer Tom, why is their pay-per-views that much money? Well, Tom, because they don't have a lucrative enough streaming deal because no one actually wants to invest that hard into the product. The show replays of it that airs from TV.
And there's fucking 12,500 people on the card and they have to pay them all.
Yeah, for a damn near 5-hour show.
Yeah.
It did look fun, though. That cage match looked fun.
Hey, Tom, you know what? You could have just waited a day. Or even hours after. And you could have watched that for free.
Yeah, I don't know how to do that.
Yeah. The internet's a wild place. It is a wild place. There was some very cool matches at Forbidden Door. It didn't feel much like a Forbidden Door was being walked through anymore.
No, it was a fucking Forbidden Cat Flap. Only one fucker got through.
Yeah, I'm very much on the side of it might be time to change that name, call it like a super show or something like that with a New Japan and AEW and CMLL. Forbidden Door isn't really apply here much anymore. Although I do love the concept and the idea, but we just didn't get that on this Forbidden Door. It was very few New Japan Pro wrestlers, very few CMLL.
Four fucking New Japan show.
This anything we could say to get Tom to
I don't want to talk about this anymore, guys.
Did you guys watch any of the matches? I guess Tom didn't because he can't navigate the internet. That's okay, Tom. No. What the fuck's a blue sky, right?
What the fuck is a blue sky? Why is a blue sky? How is a blue sky?
I'm gonna watch it next weekend on my week off. Next week I've got some time to myself, so I'm sitting down to watch that entire show. Probably not all in one sitting because I just don't like the
idea. 4.5 hours.
4.5 hour shows. I don't even like 4 hour shows. Like unless it's WrestleMania, I don't think any show should be that long. But I'm really looking forward to sitting down and watching it, or at least cherry picking a couple of the matches. So, yeah.
Can I cherry pick one for you?
Yeah.
Nigel McGuinness versus Zack Sabre Jr.
Ooh, yes.
Never even heard of those guys. Sound like a bunch of fucking jobbers to me.
Who? If you could fucking, just, it was fucking awesome.
If you could just edit in the British Bulldogs theme again, that'd be great. I can't tell if he's deep in thought or if he sat on something sharp.
Now, Tom, you can't navigate the internet, which is fine, but Scott's internet is so bad. He has the poorest person internet going.
It's true.
Like, he is below dial-up speeds.
It's not good sometimes.
But I did manage to,
ooh, you're
to
back.
Read that. Yeah, he's back. He realized there was the hiccup in the... Did you just yell at the kids to turn the Wi-Fi off their devices?
Might have.
Yeah.
Toyota Scott came out for a Wi-Fi. Second.
Yeah.
You know what would be a really fun episode? What's if that? Toyota Tom and Toyota somebody else on the podcast came out the same show.
Man. I mean, any day it could happen. Any day. I'm walking on a line of dynamite most days where I'm just ready to fucking snap. So I'm sure any day it could happen now.
Speaking of pay-per-views, we're going back to Paris this weekend, which yeah. I don't understand people's obsession with. It's one of the worst fucking cities on the planet, but it'll be a very fun wrestling show in front of a very lively crowd.
And that's
it. Yeah, it's going to be wrestling show. We're going to say it's a fun wrestling show.
I'll have fun.
I think this is.
I mean, you're always going to have fun, but this card is wow.
I think
fantastic.
I think this
is a filler pay per view. This is a filler pay per view. Good matches, fun environment because of the fun crowd. I'm looking forward to it. It's no different than the last time they were in Lyon, France. It was just fun, and the crowd and the environment made, in my opinion, which means nothing, made the wrestlers work harder and have awesome matches. So. I'm excited for it. I mean,
fucking Cody Rhodes main evented the last one, so you just invalidated your own argument. But
no, that's why it was so good.
No, AJ Styles is why it was so good. What's on the card, Mike?
Good, I got the card up. I'm good for something every once in a while.
Yeah, just had to rub it.
Did you see what happened when I tried to do it?
You guys can't navigate the fucking internet.
I can navigate it well. I can navigate it well once I can get a stable connection to get onto it. So don't confuse those.
Yeah. Once I'm telling the kids to get that Wi-Fi off, I'm sailing. I'm cruising. All right.
Let's make some picks.
I mean, is something getting added on SmackDown?
I doubt it.
How many matches do we have?
We're at five. So I don't think we're getting any more added.
Get into it, guys.
Right? Let's do it. Then I want to talk about something that from last week that I want to bring over to this week after we're done making our picks.
All right, here we go.
Fuck me.
We got Roman Reigns, the OTC, versus Bronson Reed, the shoe man, the cobbler.
Tribal thief.
Yeah.
Shula Fala.
Shula Fala.
Now, I want to talk about this match for a little bit. Not a long time, mm-hmm. but I enjoyed their segment on Monday Night Raw. They opened the show with a promo this week. And I liked, this is my hit and miss. My hit is Bronson Reed going, motherfucker, I'm Samoan too. But because I'm not part of your bloodline, me and my Samoans were a fucking outcast because we're too dangerous. I liked that they went down that road. Loved it. Here's my miss. they followed it up with, I'm coming to get my shoes back. I didn't, it, I just, come on. You had a really cool
story. Shoes back.
Well, I'm can sure you remember when Booker, you remember when Booker T and Edge were fighting over fucking shampoo?
I do. That one hits home because I think that's the last time I was able to have to use shampoo and wash my hair.
I mean, I was gone after that. Bald as fuck by then already, and I think I was 10. But wrestling is stupid sometimes.
It is. It's dumb and silly.
Wrestling is stupid sometimes.
It's you have something cool like that where you're like, I'm Samoan too. I ain't acknowledging shit because fuck you guys. Fuck your bloodline. Go down that road. I wish they would sink into that more. I don't want this to be the end between Bronson and Roman right now. You could probably push it to a Saturday night's main event at the sometime in October.
Are those still a thing?
Yep. Yeah, we've got at least two more coming up this year.
Why?
Because they're just awesome and nostalgic and fun.
Add another Monday Night Raw to the week. It's fine.
Bronson Reed should win this, but he won't.
He won't.
I agree. Roman will win. Which
is fucking stupid.
Bronson should still be the one standing tall after the match, though. Tsunami him through the announce table.
Then have him win.
I agree, but they're not going to. If they did, I'd be blown away, and I would love it. I don't think they're going to. I think Roman's going to win.
It's ripe for shenanigans.
Yeah.
This one's ripe for shenanigans. But yeah, it's the OTC. Also, to your point, Scott, I don't need to hear about the fucking bloodline anymore.
Unless it's Naomi saying that the bloodline will continue. I loved that line.
You can't nitpick it. You either want to hear it about it or you don't.
Did you just say you can't nitpick?
Yeah, you can't nitpick it.
There's a goddamn segment based off your nitpicks.
Yeah, I can nitpick it. I didn't say anything about me.
I don't even have the...
You can't nitpick it.
I don't even have the energy to explode about that.
I bet I could have. I bet you could find the energy. Have another sip of that Pepsi. Let's go, Toyota Tom.
Let's get him fired up. Wait, how much did you say the Forbidden Door pay-per-view was?
Randy Rhodes.
At this point, what do I need Paul Heyman telling me what inning of the fucking bloodline story we're in? Get the fuck out of here. Make it about shoes at this point. This match is a throwaway. And it should be a way to, like, highlight Bronson Reed. But again, they're showing the value of what Bronson Reed is worth for. Holding shoes and losing to actual talents.
I disagree. I think that Bronson's in the right spot to be moving up the card right now. And this will help.
To win something or to not win something ever?
Nobody wins anything anymore unless your name's Roman Reigns or John Cena or Cody Rhodes.
Adrenaline.
You never have. Eat shit.
All right, coming up next, speaking of the world's greatest wrestler, John Cena is going up against Logan Paul.
John Cena will win, and I'm actually quite looking forward to this match. I think it's going to be good. I really enjoyed their promo on SmackDown last week. I thought it was very, very good.
Vintage Cena on that promo.
Yeah.
Vintage Cena. Scott must have loved it.
I also thought Logan Paul did very, very well. It was fun.
I'd like to have just a really quick, honest discussion with you two gentlemen, because I've been pondering this for weeks now. Who has John Cena put over this year to help elevate them?
Cody fucking Rhodes.
Yeah, the dipshit, Cody Rhodes.
God bless you, Cody. Who else, though? Has he helped a younger talent?
Jey Uso.
Okay, we got Jey Uso. He's in the main event on this show as well. So awesome. Is there anybody else?
Cody Rhodes.
He's not.
R-Truth.
R-Truth.
R-Truth. The young man that's older than fucking John Cena.
Oh, you're talking about what young talent.
Yeah. Young talent. Who's he? No one. Over? He's not doing that.
Why did he have to?
Because he's Wrestling. I'm here to help the business. Well, the business I well, hold on. Love.
You're,
yada, yada, yada. And he's
you're
himself
insinuating
over.
He's
putting himself
he's booking
over.
This shit.
Yeah, that's
John
right.
can John can go into a booking meeting and be like, I think this is what we should do. And I think he's got the clout for them to be like, yeah, absolutely, John. That makes sense. But no, he's not. So, that's not happening. Do you know why? Because he does his fucking one shot. He goes back to Hollywood. The same thing that we killed The Rock for all these years. And then he comes back for an odd appearance that are god awful. and helping nobody. Right now, he's in a position to help Logan Paul. I will 100% give him that. I like this little feud that we're getting. I like the match that we're getting. I think Logan Paul should be a world champion at some point in the next year. This can help that. But
I don't agree that
if Logan I don't know if I'm on that.
If Logan Paul loses this match, John Cena is doing nothing but helping himself. And it's just a you can't see me hand job from January to December. And nobody wants to actually see that.
I think a lot of people do now.
No,
I think, going back to babyface, they do.
Yeah, they do now.
Yeah, they
John Cena's going over.
Yeah, John Cena is going over. Scott, you're a fucking idiot someday.
I'm not a fucking idiot. This is stupid. You know, this whole year-long thing is fucking stupid. I'm going to turn heel. It's must-see TV. Oh, they don't me. And then
we did a show about it.
The revolutionary fucking babyface turn that fuck right off. And now he's not putting over younger talent. He's just not. We're predicting that he's not doing that on this show coming up.
Right.
Fuck John Cena.
I don't think he should have
December 14th can't come fast enough. It's going
to
be the greatest emergency podcast we've ever fucking done. I can't wait.
Yeah, that'll just be you screaming into the void.
That's fine. That's fine. I'm the one that does all the editing anyway.
So we're all going John Cena? Is that what we're saying here?
Yeah, my heart wants Logan Paul, but my head is saying John Cena.
Out of the huge rant. Yeah, I'm picking John Cena.
What else we got in Paris?
The Donnybrook match. Sheamus versus Rusev.
Kill Rusev and write him off TV, never to be seen again.
Jesus Christ.
Sheamus should go over.
Nah, I'm going Rusev.
Is that your pick?
Yeah.
You're going Rusev, you're going Sheamus?
Yeah, I'll go Sheamus.
I'm going Rusev too. I think at this point, Rusev is the one that needs to win the most and can move forward with a victory.
Rusev needs to be fired out of a fucking cannon.
God damn. Guy who says wrestling's so much fun. Holy fuck.
You don't think it'd be fun to watch that big head getting shot out of a cannon?
I think he should be riding on the tank again.
Yeah.
I think we get him back on that tank.
How do you think he got his job back? He was fucking riding something.
Think so?
Look at awesome.
Oh, man.
Outside of all the edits, this is one of my favorite episodes.
Yeah. Thomas is coming in there. Shoot him out of a cannon. I think this match will be okay. Just okay.
I mean, it's a gimmick match, so I'm going to enjoy it, even if I don't like that fucking idiot.
If I Donnybrook match, I mean, someone's going to hit with a shillelagh.
Yeah, pretty
and
much.
Beer barrels.
There'll be beer barrels. Beer
that's right.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. It's Donnybrook.
Fucking so good.
I mean, so far, when you look at this, you're like, these all could have just been the final match on Monday Night Raw.
Absolutely. I think the Donnybrook was supposed to be on Raw to begin with.
Well, so I got high hopes for this.
Yeah.
Two big meaty men.
And then Naomi was writing something and couldn't be on fucking Clash in Paris. So they had to move the Donnybrook.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. I mean, you are getting the WWE Women's Intercontinental Championship match. Holy fuck. What a shame for that women's division. What a goddamn travesty this is. So we're going to get to watch Becky Lynch versus Nikki Bella in a who gives a fuck of all who gives a fuck.
It hurts too because I'm actually really enjoying Becky Lynch right now and I then have to fucking
bitch.
Watch a Bella.
You bitch.
Holy fuck. I'm with you on this where I agree. Becky's probably this is the most enjoyable, watchable for me. I'm not a Becky Lynch fan. I'm not. I still
her promos have been entertaining. Her in-ring work has remained
moments.
The same.
But we've got this pay-per-view, and you don't have Rhea Ripley, you don't have Iyo Sky, you don't have Asuka, you don't have Jade, you don't have Tiffany, you don't have Charlotte. None of those talents are on the card. None of those talents are even in a storyline to get to this pay-per-view. It's a problem for me.
WWE, Scott, if you could go back to the Evolution review episode.
Yeah.
I believe I have a line of where I say, enjoy this pay-per-view because you're going back to fucking obscurity. You go ahead and edit that in.
Not that in. Fuck you. I'm just going to believe you. The listeners can go back to that episode.
Please do. Because WWE really, is treating it this way again.
What really bugs me about this thing is they're make Nikki Bella was a trailblazer. Nikki Bella was this. Nikki Bella was fucking dog shit then. She's dog shit now. She can't get anybody's fucking name right. And get off my screen.
And AEW pay-per-views are $16, damn it.
And there's no New Japan talent.
This is what's really stuck out to me last night on Raw, Tom, was when's the last time a babyface has ever blatantly said multiple times, I'm a trailblazer. I blazed this trail for you. It doesn't happen. Real trailblazers that are babyfaces don't need to remind us of that because we just know it. But the fact that they've got Nikki doing it right now, who trailblazed through the hard, rough times of the Divas era, I don't want to fucking hear it because that was trash. It was not a good era.
She fucking trailblazed her way onto John Cena's dick. It's the only reason she was ever fucking relevant.
Damn, just killing him. Man, who else is getting fucking crucified by UK Tom? Toyota Tom in full effect.
Oh, fuck. I'm picking Becky to win. But
I'm going Becky Lynch on this.
Yeah, it's got to be Becky. If it's Nikki, I'm going to be fucking pissed.
I do like that the Intercontinental Championship is on like a top draw. It just helps build that championship up. It helps build storylines for hopefully eventually younger talent to come up and beat a bona fide main eventer like Becky Lynch has been positioned to be.
Okay, great point. But can we do the same for Julia and the U.S. title?
Who?
Who?
Exactly.
She won the title and we haven't seen her since. In the world. And yeah.
Fuck me.
Again. Scott, if you want to go ahead and go back to that Evolution review episode. No,
I don't. I just want to eat chicken fingers after work. I don't want to do all this.
And lastly, we have the World Heavyweight Championship match. Seth Rollins versus LA Knight versus Jey Uso versus CM Punk.
This match will be fun, even with a Jey Uso in it.
And an LA Knight.
Yeah.
LA Knight is there to eat the pin. From Seth Rollins.
Yeah, Seth's going over. For sure.
Not a chance. He's dropping that belt.
Nope.
I'm with you guys too. Seth Rollins will retain. I personally think Jey Uso is going to take the pin. I don't think LA Knight can afford to take a loss like this right now. So I'm going Jey Uso taking the pin.
The guy's becoming the new loser. So yeah, like feed him the loss.
Fucking loser.
Fucking loser. Guys.
So just a reminder for our Saskatchewan listeners, that's where a majority of them are. Clash in Paris is Sunday at noon our time. So just as a heads up there. So Tom, I know you think it's probably Saturday like Forbidden Door was last week, but
I did think it was Saturday. Yeah.
It is Sunday at noon on Netflix. And for the rest of you people that are in different time zones, figure it out. That's what the internet's for.
I can't use the internet.
That's right. Thank God you have Netflix.
That's right.
Thank God I have a group chat with people that can tell me what time shit starts.
Yeah.
Before we wrap up here, fellas, I want to give this a little bit more time because we ran out of time last week and I do find it fun. Oh, no, I forgot about the other thing.
We're going to do the other thing first.
Let's do the other thing first. Off mic before we started the show, Mike came in hot with Jake Hager.
Oh, we have two other things.
With Jake Hager. We're gonna get to Jericho next week. With Jake Hager doing an interview with Chris Van Vliet and going in on Tony Khan. This man hates Tony Khan. He straight up says, I haven't said it today, and everyone should say it every day. Fuck Tony Khan. And I was like, holy shit, dude. And he was not happy.
I mean, it sucks that it came from Jake Hager. I know. You know? No one's writing that article. Former top AEW talent. I I mean, you love to hear it, and you hope you hear more of that kind of sentiment. But I mean, there's already reports now where he's like, he mentions FTR by name, and they're saying like, no, this didn't happen, this kind of stuff. So the internet drama is swirling about Jake Hager's comments.
Didn't he already issue an apology for what he said about FTR and that it wasn't true?
Well, yeah, because Cash actually sent a screenshot of their text calling him out and saying, what the fuck, dude? And he's like, sorry, I said, I think it was you guys. And Cash just being like, well, if you say I think and then say our names, that's what people think. It was us saying it. So you fucked us, basically. So wild times coming out of the world of Jake Hager right now. He was real mad that Tony offered him a year and a half contract. Real pissed off. He's like, what's this, 18 months? What am I going to do with 18 months? I don't know, motherfucker. Be employed? Fucking show up for work every day with your stupid fucking hat? Figure it out. Fuck off.
Hat got over. Hat was probably the shining moment of his career.
Absolutely. fuck, yeah. Wild internet day for AEW and former World Heavyweight Champion Jack Swagger. That's right. He's gross, everybody.
Huge pop show here.
I've been wanting to talk more about Jericho. If you heard last week, we ran right out of time. We've run right out of time on this week as well, which I'm perfectly fine with. The Jericho conversation is not going away anytime soon. I find it intriguing and interesting and have theories. So we'll get to that either next week or in a future episode. But guys, I'm handing the floor over to Tom. I hope he doesn't.
Hey, so.
It's now time for the next installment of Papa UK's guessing game.
Oh, excellent.
Let's go.
Let's go.
And this one, I am 99% sure no one's going to get it.
Perfect.
So the first, well, if you're a new listener, I send names to my dad, a picture to my dad. He sends me two names back that he thinks their name could be. I give Scott and Mike the two names. They try to guess who I sent to my dad.
One of us is going to get it.
Yeah, we haven't gotten it yet. We've only done two rounds. Neither one of us have been close. So
the first name is the Caveman.
Now, I'm thinking out loud here and just reminding our listeners as well. This could be current day. This could be a past superstar, past wrestler. It could be anybody that's been a wrestler. Correct?
So the only caveat I ever said is it's probably not going to be an indie wrestler because that's not fair.
So he's going Caveman, which, just by going off of what Tom's talked with about us before, earlier today in the group chat, I don't think it's the blatant instant guess of this isn't my guess. Well, I'm not going to say it. Mike might guess it, but I think as soon as someone
says, fucking guess.
Well, somebody fucking guess, then
I don't have a guess yet. Mike, do you have a guess?
Oh, looks like a caveman.
Are you Googling caveman wrestlers?
No.
Brody King is your guess?
I'm saying Brody King.
Oh, okay, great call.
Who you got, Scott?
Fuck, I'm just going to say, because I can't think of anyone else right now in the moment, I'm going to say Cactus Jack.
Oh, I think Papa UK knows who Mick Foley is.
I just said the
word. Gotta give the man some credit.
Okay. So I wasn't right? Second name.
Dinging went off.
your second name, and I'm interested to see if this changes either of your guesses. And neither of the names are particularly funny this week, but your second name is just Wolf.
Caveman and Wolf. I'm starting to have heat with Papa UK right now, because this isn't helping.
Yeah, Wolf.
Caveman Holy and Wolf. Fuck. Can I ask a question? When did you send this to him?
I might not. When did I send it?
Yeah.
I sent it.
Don't answer any of his questions.
He said
it was Wolf.
It's irrelevant. Wolf. It's irrelevant anyway. It was yesterday at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Caveman and Wolf. I need a second to think.
What's the fucking Viking Raiders or the War Raiders wrestler?
That's a great pick. Just say the War Raiders. I think you're
Yeah, the War Raiders. There. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go with the Barbarian.
Ooh. You're That's wrong.
No,
but fuck. It's a good.
Ooh, but no.
No one was even close again.
So we have like a minute here. Tease us into it. Current day, past, Federation. Where are we at?
So they are a past WWE talent.
Fuck.
Okay.
They were a part of the streak.
Giant and Gonzalez.
Giant Gonzalez.
Wow. Wow. Also, great pick to send to your dad for not knowing anything. Just this giant monk, like just fucking mutant.
And he's wearing the
I, you know, airbrush both of the suit. Names, both of the names are pretty good, actually.
Not too bad. Not too bad, Papa UK.
Not bad at all.
I love getting a Giant Gonzalez reference on the podcast. It keeps us relevant.
Yeah. And I already know who's going to him next, too. So
nice. Nice.
A lot to look forward to here in my house for right. Wrestling podcast.
That's right. Guys, send us your picks of Clash in Paris. Send us your thoughts on Forbidden Door and Heat Wave. And anything, any wrestling you're watching, we'll chat wrestling with you. Just hit us up on the socials at In My Host Pod, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Blue Sky.
What the fuck is Blue Sky?
You'll find us there. And yeah, we'd love to chat some wrestling. Guys, this is a fun one. This one, we came in hot. Just as a heads up to our listeners, if this show has been delayed and not out at normal time, it's not my fault.
It's your fault, and edit in Gene Snitsky saying it's your fault. It's not my fault.
You fucked it up. I'm not doing it.
I fucked it up.
Way to fuck it up, Tom. Way to fuck it up, Tom.
Well, then edit in his music. That's fine.
Nope, not happening now. Wrapping up the show. It's time to go. I gotta eat. These guys got shit to do. Mike's gotta go work out. Tom's gotta go fight people. He's all fired up. It's the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast. Bye.
Bitch. Welcome to my house.